Colorado's 77 in-center hemodialysis facilities are located across 104,000 square miles of land. Centers care for approximately 4,000 ESRD patients each week. The tool that I'll describe was developed to help assist in targeting ICAR assessments at dialysis facilities, caring for populations at highest risk of acquiring a healthcare-associated infection during their treatment. Risks can be attributed to multiple factors. Therefore, we began our tool by creating a table of facility demographics. Data elements included the facility name, contact person, Medicare, Medicaid provider numbers, NHSN facility ID, corporate affiliation, physical address and phone, email, fax, and county of the facility. Risks can be attributed, Next, we compiled available internal data that we had related to infection prevention, which included the number of days since the last HAI visit that we had completed, number of licensed stations, patient census, rate of bloodstream infections per 100 patient months, access-related bloodstream infections per 100 patient months, and facility CVC utilization rate per 100 patient months. Last, we gathered available data from our partners, including the number of days since last CMS survey visit, number of infection prevention VTags that were cited during the most recent CMS visit. We found the dialysis compare score and the percentage of patients who were hepatitis C positive. Once all of that data was collected, we began to calculate the data into quartiles for each data element. Here I have two examples of data elements to demonstrate how we calculated risk. The first data element was the dialysis compare five-star rating. This score represents quality and some infection prevention rates as well. We determined that the higher the dialysis compare score, the lower the risk of adverse events for the population cared for. The score for this measure was actually flipped. For example, if a facility had a dialysis compare score of 1, there's actually a higher risk of adverse outcome. Therefore, the facility would be assigned a 5 for the risk score. Similarly, all bloodstream infection rates were calculated and divided into quartiles. Here's an example following the minimum score of a 0 and a maximum of 2.67. Once collected, all of the scores were divided into quartiles as well. In this example, facilities whose bloodstream infection rate was between 0 and 0.4 would score a 1 on the risk assessment tool, representing lower risk, whereas a facility that scored a 2.75 would fall into the fourth quartile and receive a risk assessment score of 4 for that data element. Here's a small snapshot of the final score showing our top 5 facilities to target for ICAR assessments. To the left is a partial name of the facility. In the middle is the facility ID number, and to the right is the total risk score for all of the data elements combined. The higher the score, the higher the risk that we've identified. So far, this has been a great tool to assist in targeting facilities for assessment. It eliminates biases that may have previously been present. It's objective, and it doesn't only look at just one data element. We've had good results with corporations as well. There aren't very many dialysis corporations, and we had some resistance initially early on. And when we were able to present to them how we objectively looked at the data and that we wanted to target their facilities and it wasn't just based on one data element, then they welcomed us into their facilities. So some of the lessons that we learned was that sometimes risk is evident in things that are not controlled by the facility itself. So for instance, some of our smaller rural communities, it may be very difficult for patients to have any other dialysis access other than a CVC. Therefore, the risk for the patients is higher, and so we really need to interact with the community rather than just the facility. So we've been able to kind of pull that out of some of the data as well. I just wanted to thank my colleagues that helped with